Creativity isn't about divine inspiration or magical talent. It's about committed practice. While the industrial economy trained us to be cogs following recipes for guaranteed outcomes, creative work follows a different pattern, persistent practice pursued for its own sake. The magic of creativity is that there's no magic at all, just a practice available to anyone willing to commit to it. Consider learning to juggle. Beginners fail because they lunge to catch balls, throwing them off position. The process begins with practicing throws without concern for catching. Throw and drop repeatedly until the motion becomes consistent. Our creative work is the same. It's about throwing. Catching takes care of itself. Most people act without intent, but meaningful practice demands clear purpose. We must care enough to make things better, to learn, see, and improve. The search for a guarantee is endless and fruitless. As Black Sabbath's Bill Ward said about their first hit, "I thought the song would be a flop, but I also thought it was brilliant." Feeling like an imposter isn't a problem. It's a signal you're doing important work. It means you're trusting the process rather than clinging to false certainty. While confidence imagines control over outcomes, trust accepts uncertainty. Even professional athletes, half of whom lose every competition, must trust the process, work generously, and accept all outcomes. The world doesn't need more noise. It needs meaningful connections and positive leadership. Your unique contribution matters. Mimicking others helps avoid criticism, but forces you to hide your authentic voice shaped by distinct experiences. Hoarding your voice stems from a scarcity mindset that isolates you from those who need you most. If you fear never having another good idea, you'll hesitate to share what you have. Yet creativity is contagious. When we exchange our best work, that work improves. Abundance multiplies while scarcity subtracts. Hiding may feel pleasant, but leads to suffering 1,000 small deaths. If we trust ourselves to make change, hiding can no longer be an option. Stand-up comedy exemplifies this vulnerability. One person, one microphone, no costumes. Whatever your medium, impact requires finding ways not to hide. To say, "Here, I made this," and to trust yourself enough to ship the work. When a 6-year-old started drowning, the lifeguard didn't hesitate, not because she was certain of her abilities, but because she had made a promise. We often attribute creativity to mysterious muses, but this is nonsense. The source is simply ourselves when we accept responsibility. While talent is innate in our DNA, skill is earned through practice. Many have talent, but few consistently show up to develop it. Getting in shape isn't complex. It requires regular gym time for months. The challenge is becoming someone who goes consistently. Your creative voice develops the same way. You find time for bathing, eating, and Netflix, dedicate an hour to practice, and you'll discover your creative path. The most important boss we answer to is ourselves. We need an inner boss who sets high standards yet offers grace when we fail. Most of us would never work for someone who treats us as harshly as we treat ourselves. How might your work improve if you stopped demanding guarantees and simply trusted the practice? What change do you seek to make? Without intent, change rarely happens. Some feel uncomfortable with the idea of changing others, but without clear intent, improvement stalls. If you care enough to make change, clarify who you're trying to change, what change you're pursuing, and how you'll measure success. We avoid these questions because purpose creates accountability. If it's worth doing, we must establish why we're doing it. How do 3 cowboys herd 1,000 cattle? They don't. They herd 10 cattle who influence 50, who influence the rest. This is how movements change the world. Ignore the masses, critics, and status quo defenders. Find 10 people who care enough to enroll in your journey and bring others along. The trap lies in being generic. Your change is too important to waste on most people. Which people, precisely? Writer's block exists as myth, choice, and reality because we invented it. Unlike objective things like gravity or chocolate, writer's block is a story that varies between people and across time. Stories are real, and stories can change. If your current story isn't working, replace it with a better one. Industrial thinking demands certainty. Make a mistake on the assembly line and you're out. But creative work exists on the frontier where there are no right answers. If we already knew how to do this work, it would already be done. The uncertainty isn't a problem. It's the essence of creative work. Our stories about how the world works shape everything we do. Ask two crucial questions. Is your narrative aligned with reality? And does it help you achieve your goals? If your narrative impedes you, change it rather than trying to change the world. When running a marathon, everyone gets tired. The difference between finishers and non-finishers is where they put their tired. Everyone who creates feels resistance and fear. The question isn't whether you'll feel fear, it's where you'll put it. Though we often bemoan boundaries like insufficient time or resources, constraints actually spark innovation. Susan Kare transformed a simple 32 by 32 grid into the iconic Mac interface using just graph paper and pencil, seeing the grid as a platform for meaningful work rather than a limitation. After a decade without a breakout hit, REM embraced new constraints, reduced touring, instrument switching, and replacing guitar with mandolin. Using these limitations to fuel creativity, they produced an album that remained on the charts for over 2 years. Monty Python thrived because of constraints: short format, tiny budget, ensemble cast, black and white filming, and minimal promotion. These limitations resulted in low expectations and little oversight, giving the creators unprecedented freedom. What constraints in your life might become creative advantages if embraced rather than resisted? You control your time, questions, and insights. In our horizontal world, we each decide what to learn, who to engage with, and what priorities matter. This freedom requires habits that help us share our voices, even when uncomfortable. Without trust, we'll hide and miss opportunities. The practice isn't about perfection, it's about showing up consistently with generosity and purpose. It means making assertions before certainty and learning from results. It's embracing constraints rather than complaining about them. Most importantly, it's trusting yourself enough to share your work without guarantees. The alternative, hiding your contributions, ensures nothing changes. You are responsible for the change you create. The practice awaits not tomorrow when you feel ready, but today with whatever tools and time you have. What will you create?